Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Now, who here loves instant gratification? Let's be honest, we live in a world where things are at our fingertips, right? Need food delivered? Done. Want to watch the latest movie? Room streaming service magic. But what happens when life throws us a curveball? When that long-awaited promotion doesn't come, or that project hits a wall, or your favorite coffee shop is out of oat milk, talk about a crisis. It's times like these we need to tap into something deeper, something more resilient, patience, and perseverance. And trust me, my friends, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good advice. It's the key to unlocking clarity, confidence, and ultimately, living a more fulfilling life. First things first. Patience is not about passively waiting around like a potted plant. It's about actively choosing how we respond to challenges. Ever felt that urge to throw your hands up in frustration when things aren't going your way? That's where Stoicism comes in. Instead of reacting impulsively, it encourages us to take a step back, assess the situation rationally, and remember that setbacks are inevitable, but they don't define us. Think of it like learning a new skill. You wouldn't expect to master the piano overnight, would you? It takes time, practice, and yeah, sometimes hitting a few sour notes along the way. Perseverance, on the other hand, is about that unwavering determination to keep going, even when things get tough. It's not about ignoring obstacles, but about finding creative solutions, learning from our mistakes, and refusing to give up on what truly matters to us. Remember that time you started a new fitness routine, maybe hit a plateau, or had a few slip-ups? That's where perseverance comes in. You dust yourself off, adjust your approach, and keep pushing forward because you know the long-term benefits are worth it. Now, let's talk about how to actually cultivate these virtues. One super effective practice is journaling not just about the good stuff, but also those moments when you feel frustrated or defeated. Write down your thoughts, your feelings, and then ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I respond differently next time? This helps you build self-awareness and develop a more resilient mindset. Another powerful tool is visualization, picturing yourself successfully navigating challenging situations. Sounds cheesy. It actually works. Studies show that visualizing success can boost your confidence, improve performance, and even help you manage stress better. So, spend a few minutes each day imagining yourself handling those tough conversations with grace, tackling the project with focus and determination, or simply staying calm and collected when things get hectic. Finally, remember to celebrate your wins, both big and small. When you overcome a challenge, whether it's finishing a tough workout, sticking to your budget for a month, or simply having a productive day, take a moment to acknowledge your progress. Celebrate your resilience and use these victories as fuel for your future endeavors. Okay, let's bring this all together with a relatable example. Imagine you're applying for your dream job. You've got the skills, the experience, and the passion. But then comes the rejection email, the feeling of doubt creeping in, that voice in your head saying maybe it wasn't meant to be. Now, here's where patience and perseverance come into play. Instead of letting that one setback derail you, take a deep breath, remind yourself that you're capable and worthy, and then analyze what went wrong. Did you need to tweak your resume? Maybe your interview skills could use a little polishing. Use this as an opportunity to learn, grow, and come back even stronger next time. You might not land your dream job on the first try, but with patience and perseverance, you'll eventually achieve your goals. So remember, folks, life is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, twists and turns. But by cultivating patience and perseverance, you can navigate these challenges with grace, resilience, and ultimately emerge as a stronger, more confident version of yourself. Now go out there, take on the day, and make it count. Before you go, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to practice patience or perseverance? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Daily Virtue. Until next time, stay strong and keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.